If every element embodies a hidden part of her soul, the dream becomes a decipherable allegory. This is the essence of subject-level interpretation, a journey into the inner cosmos, where every figure, place, and action symbolizes a fragment of the self.
The Call of the Unconscious, the philosophical psychological audio podcast with Martin Vermann. Develop trust in your own perception, avoid pitfalls, and gain inner clarity.
Welcome back to The Call of the Unconscious. In our last episode, we explored the tension between reason and the unconscious. Today, we take the next step, deciphering the language of dreams. How do archetypes like the shadow speak through our nightly visions? Are dreams reflections either of external fears, or are they messages from inner guardians? Using a concrete example, we'll explore how subjective interpretations and universal interpretations intertwine. Dream work is not guesswork. It's a craft, recognizing patterns, asking questions, and opening oneself to depth. Let's begin building the bridge between consciousness and the unconscious, step by step. Here's the dream promised in episode 5. The dreamer, a middle-aged woman, sits on a park bench outdoors with a female friend, a figure she doesn't recognize in waking life but who feels deeply familiar in the dream. The setting reminds her of Kuala Lumpur, a city she once visited years ago and found eerily futuristic. The scene: a manicured park nestled between glass and steel skyscrapers, a green labyrinth of palm trees and artificial lakes softening the architecture's austerity. A backdrop ripped from a science fiction film. Suddenly, a drone the size of a dinner plate appears from the left, state-owned, menacing, intrusive. Instinctively, she swats at it as if it were a wasp. Futile. The drone keeps circling, its military green shell glinting oily under the light. Sensors blink like metallic eyes. First, the drone scans the friend. It hovers centimeters above her body, searching for hidden barcodes on her jacket, and finds them. As it scans, the drone sprays a mist. In the dream, the dreamer asks herself anxiously, is it just water vapor, or does it contain bacteria or viruses? She coughs, feeling a tingling spread through her veins. What am I breathing in? Then, abruptly, the drone turns to the dreamer. It orbits her neck, buzzing so close to her ear that her teeth ache. From a tiny speaker on the drone, a voice booms, mechanical, dehumanized. You are being transferred to a care facility. An AI has decided this. Panic floods the dreamer. They'll come for me soon. They'll take me. Only now does she remember the gesture, the swipe at the drone. A rebellion, little more than a reflex, yet enough to condemn her? Then, nothing. The dream cuts to black, abruptly, as if a switch were flipped. Okay, let's start with an object-level lens. What if this dream is not a psychic riddle but a mirror of real-world forces? The drone, this metallic beast in military green, represents systems that surveil, assess, and discipline us. A dystopian threat. States, institutions, algorithms reducing humans to codes. Just as the drone scans the friend for invisible patterns, real-world power dissects our behavior, faces, even thoughts. The mist it sprays? Perhaps the insidious poison of distrust, lies we inhale until they burn in our veins. The nightmare intensifies as the drone turns on the dreamer. It buzzes at her ear, its steel voice declaring, "You are being transferred to a care facility." No trial, no process. Only this non-diagnosis, a hallmark of dehumanized authority, systems that pathologize dissent instead of punishing it. Dissidents vanish into psychiatric wards in dictatorships. Here, nonconformity is branded a disorder, whether through social scoring, cancel culture, or the pressure to conform. The swipe at the drone, this tiny rebellion, is key. A gesture, barely more than a reflex, yet enough to trigger the machinery. The dream reveals a harsh truth. Power tolerates no resistance, not even symbolic. Raise a finger and you become a risk, The care facility is no sanctuary but a site of erasure. Notably, the setting, Kuala Lumpur, once a symbol of futuristic progress, now a frozen memory. The dream mirrors how technology flips from utopia to dystopia, a rupture many feel today. We hailed the internet as liberation, now it surveils us. We craved security, now we suffocate under control. And the ending, the dream simply fades. No resolution, no answer. Real-world powerlessness, moments when we sense the system has already won. What does this dream tell us on an object level? It is a modern nightmare, a world that treats freedom as a threat and disguises control as care. But it's also a wake-up call. Where do drones circle your life? Who scans you, and for what purpose? Now, let's turn to the subject-level interpretation. Here, every element of the dream reflects an aspect of the dreamer's psyche. We explored this approach in a dream group. So please imagine a circle of trusted individuals in a therapy room. The dreamer recounts the drone, the care facility, the leaden atmosphere. The group becomes a friendly mirror. What frightened you most? A participant asks. The dreamer hesitates. The mist. I was forced to breathe it in. The helplessness was unbearable. The lack of control? Another probes. A long silence. Then, yes. Both my friend and I were completely at its mercy. The drone, that buzzing thing, it was impossible to drive away. The group nods. And Kuala Lumpur? Someone interjects. The dreamer inhales deeply. Years ago, I visited as a tourist. I was fascinated by its futuristic vibe. It felt like time travel. Since then, life here in Europe has seemed stagnant in comparison. The swipe at the drone, who was that for? A member asks. The dreamer closes her eyes. The drone itself, a reflex, an attempt to defend myself. When it failed, I froze. Escape wasn't an option. And the care facility, another presses. It felt like being sent to a psych ward. But honestly, there was also relief. Finally, I wouldn't have to care anymore. The park was a labyrinth, disorienting and unfamiliar. Through further discussion and associations, the dream's inner questions crystallized. The dreamer distilled her struggle into three themes. Why am I so harsh with myself? What freezes me into mental paralysis? Where does this fatigue, this longing for the world to stop, come from? Against this backdrop, the dream becomes a mirror of her inner world. What if the dream shows no drones, no care facilities, no dystopias, but the dreamer herself? In a symbolic language she understands, shaped by her engagement with modern anxieties. If every element embodies a hidden part of her soul, the dream becomes a decipherable allegory. This is the essence of subject-level interpretation, a journey into the inner cosmos, where every figure, place, and action symbolizes a fragment of the self. The drone, an internal surveillance system. Over time, the dreamer recognized it as an inner control mechanism, a part of her psyche that scans, judges, and censors every impulse. Its military green hue mirrors her perfectionism. The blinking sensors evoke her hyper-vigilant self-scrutiny. Am I good enough? What do others think? The friend. Not a real person, but a shadow archetype, a familiar yet alien aspect of herself. The friend carries traits the dreamer rejects or hides, repressed creativity, anger, or longing deemed threatening by her inner critic. The barcodes on the jacket, encrypted emotions or unlived potential accessible only to the drone, her control mechanism. Here, the dreamer wonders, could the drone's harsh scrutiny actually help her? After all, it possesses skills she lacks. Kuala Lumpur represents a temporal conflict. Once a symbol of her radiant future, career, relationships, ideals, it now feels stagnant, crushed by inner pressures. The high-tech gleam has become a burden. My life feels like a script I didn't write, she admits. The mist, not poison, but self-doubt's toxicity. The drone forces her to confront this, the tingling in her veins, a visceral urge to crawl out of her skin. The swipe, a spontaneous rebellion, irrational yet vital. Not a mistake, but a breakthrough, a craving for autonomy. The drone's retaliation, the care facility, reflects her fear that self-criticism will imprison her in guilt, shame, or numbness. Yet the dream ends ambiguously. Could the care facility paradoxically offer healing? What does all this tell us? After a lengthy discussion, the dreamer concludes, "The dream feels like a call for reconciliation. In the dream, the unconscious behaved undeniably hostile." Yet she wondered, what provoked this? The answer, the dream simply mirrors her current mindset, a mindset that can still shift. With distance, the dreamer begins to see the drone as an overzealous disruptor, yet one capable of decoding the barcodes on her friend's jacket. What hidden parts of herself are encrypted in this shadow aspect? Kuala Lumpur asks, when did she stop believing in her future? The drone's militarism reveals how threatening these questions feel. But what if she changes her stance? By the session's end, the group encouraged her not to fight the drone. Easier said than done, dreams can't be controlled. Yet once she understands why she scans herself so harshly, whether from fear of failure or perfectionism, she might loosen this state-like self-surveillance. The care facility could then transform from a prison into a space of healing and self-care, a sanctuary for fragmented parts of her psyche. Dreams are like rivers. They carry meaning but carve no fixed channels. The interpretation we've explored today isn't a truth set in stone. It's an attempt to converse with the unconscious. That's the heart of it. Not final answers, but a dialogue that unfolds when we heed our dreams. The dreamer has begun this dialogue. She's named her fears and stifled longings. Now it's the unconscious's turn to reply. Perhaps it will send a follow-up dream, an image of how her psyche reacts to these insights. Will the drone return as an ally or a jailer? Will light pour through a Kuala Lumpur window? Or will the unconscious shift the stage entirely? Dreams are alive. They evolve as we engage them. Why delve so deeply into this dream today? To illuminate two interpretive layers. Object level. The dream is a mirror of external conflicts, surveillance states, societal control. Subject level, the dream is a stage for inner struggles, self-doubt, repressed creativity, battles with the inner critic. Both perspectives hold truth. They don't exclude but reflect synchronicity, the mysterious interplay of psyche and world. The drone symbolizes both the inner voice that censors us and the algorithms devouring our data. Kuala Lumpur embodies both the dreamer's frozen future and a society poisoning its utopias. Dreams exist in this liminal space, bridges between personal and collective, inner and outer. So we must ask, what does this dream say about my role in the world? The care facility might be an inner prison and also a call to resist real oppression. The swipe at the drone could rebel against perfectionism and also critique technological power. In the end, we glimpse a truth. Dreams are never purely private. They're interfaces revealing how deeply we're woven into the world. Today, the dreamer took a step. Her unconscious spoke. Now we await what's next. Another dream, an action or awe at all that waits within and around us to be discovered. Thank you for joining me in exploring the depths of the unconscious. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Until next time on The Call of the Unconscious, Episode 7. The unconscious answers with another dream, the school desk, the shadow, and the art of not staying put. Stay curious about your dreams, about yourself.